Sfira Soimer. Halacha Aleph Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi hamaymar vayoymar Hashem al Moshe kros Yeshua. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is going to be based on the famous Torah Vav in the first half of Likutei Imran, which is entitled about the meeting of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua right before his passing, right before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Ayin Shom Heitev. Study that chapter in Likutei Imran well. Look it over well. Tshuva Nikra Keser. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Imran that Tshuva is associated with Keser, the crown. And Rabbeinu Zal gives a number of reasons, a number of connections there. Ki habo letaher mesayinloi, because the Gemara says that when a person comes and wants to become pure, what does Hashem do? He helps the person. How does he help him? Oimrim loy hamtein. Hashem says, wait, chapnish, don't run, walk, slowly, slowly. You want to come close, you want to start coming close to Hashem after having been far away? Go slow, so you don't crash into any walls. You don't get hurt, chas v'shalom. Shehu b'chinas keser, which is associated with keser, k'may shekosev, as we find there's a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there, katar li ze'er. Katar means wait. Wait for me a little. So we see that the word keser means katar, to wait. V'hu b'chinas ekye. And it's also associated with the name of Hashem ekye, which means I will be. I recognize that right now I'm not yet. I'm not. What am I not? I'm not anything. I'm nowhere. But I want to begin. I will be. I believe that if I start on this path, I will be. I will get to exist. I will get to existence. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, V'yef shaliskois lazeh el ayidei b'chinas doim l'Hashem. The only way a person could be zochet to real tshuva is if he has the ability to be silent for Hashem. Dahainu kisheyishma bezioinoi yidoim veyishtoi. Meaning that when the person hears himself being insulted and degraded, etc., he has the ability to be quiet. And it says yidoim veyishtoi. Yidoim means to be quiet. Yishtoi means to be quiet. The Meforshim say it means one quiet with your mouth is not enough. Means quiet in your heart also. There are people who don't say anything, but if you take their temperature, you're going to see it's way beyond 212 Fahrenheit. It's 2 billion, you know, how they're steaming and plotting to kill that guy. And I can't wait till I get an opportunity. I'll give him back 100 times the insult that he gave me. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Yidoim, silent in mouth and silent in heart. I have no negative feeling towards that person who insulted me. Why? Because I know that he gave me a gift. He wrote me a check. I know that I need a bath. I'm covered from head to toe with mud, filth, sins. And I need ammonia. I need detergent. And that's the ultimate detergent. There's nothing better for washing off that kind of mud from sin than when a person is embarrassed, insulted, and they accept it the right way. They accept that this, I know I'm worthy of this. Could be not for the reason that guy said it. That guy's a nut job. He thinks I did this and this, and that's why he's calling me crazy, idiot, you know, murderer. What he's saying is not necessarily true. But the fact that I'm being insulted, I deserve 100 times. That guy doesn't know. If that guy knew who I really was, he would know that that's a joke. He's complimenting me compared to what I really deserve, what I know I am, what I know where I'm holding. For the person to be able to sustain, to handle, to accept the insults and the degradation. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, ekye is tshuva. Before tshuva, before you've really done tshuva, you're behind ekye. You're in back of ekye. In back of ekye, in Kabbalah, there's a term called achorayim. Achore, the way you do in back is, you write the letter, you write the first letter of a word, then you go back to the beginning. You write that first letter again with the second letter. Then you go back again to the beginning. And you write letters 1, 2, and 3. And then you go back again to the beginning. That's called achore in Kabbalah, in Kabbalistic terms. So Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that before a person does tshuva, he's in the status called achore pneyekia, which has a numerical value of 44, which is the word dam, blood. Before a person does tshuva, he's a bloody mess. V'al kein boyin olav bizyoinois ushvichas domim. And therefore, he He deserves to bleed. He deserves to be bled, to be insulted, to have his blood spilled. When a person is insulted and embarrassed, the blood spills. He turns red, he turns white. Validei hadmimu vahashsika, and by being quiet, by accepting it, you know, the right way, nase midam doim. The same letters. Dalet mem is dam, blood, and dalet mem is doim, to be silent for Hashem. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Vav and Likut Imran, where Rabbein Ezal explains this very well. And then Rabbein Ezal goes on to say there, Vitzorech laso is tshuva al tshuva, that even after a person does a tshuva, if the person will look at his tshuva, he'll see that it's full of holes, and he'll see that his tshuva needs tshuva. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbein Ezal elaborates on this concept. Vazai, and Rabbein Ezal says, when a person is zecher to tshuva and tshuva al tshuva, and he's zecher to take the bizyonis the right way, and all the other things Rabbein Ezal says there, then nase mizeh b'chinas odom lo sheves al hakisei, he's zecher to generate that kedusha which is called odom, to sit on the throne, which is what it says about Hashem. V'al hakisei dmus kemarei odom olav milmola, ayin shom heitev. Look over Torah Vav and Likut Imran well, because that's the introduction, that's the foundation of this halacha and Likut Halachas. Paragraph Aleph, Vehine Yemei Hasfira, Shem Yemei Tshuva, Yemei Toihar, Mebechinas Dam Nidos, Bechinas Shivanakim, Kemuva. Rav Nosnal says it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Arizal, in all Sifrei Hasidus, that the days of Sfira are days of Tshuva. We were in Mitzrayim. We were full of mud, filth, every kind of filth imaginable, spiritually. Hashem saw if he leaves us in that cesspool one more second, there ain't going to be who to rescue anymore. So he grabbed us and yanked us out of there with the mud, with some of the mud still on us. And he threw us into the desert and through the Red Sea. We got a little bit of a bath in the Red Sea, but that was just a little. And then Hashem said, I want you guys to show up for the wedding. The wedding's going to be in 50 days on Har Sinai. And you ain't coming to the wedding like that, stinky and smelly and dirty. You got 49 days now to clean up your act, to get clean. Just like a woman, before she can be united with her husband, she goes through a 7-day purification. Hashem said, I'm going to give you 7 real days, 7 Shabbos, 7 weeks, to purify yourselves, to prepare for that ultimate wedding, to purify yourselves from dam nidus, from impure blood. Bechinas shivanakim, like the shivanakim that a woman goes through. Heim bechinas oimrim loy hamtein. That 49-day period corresponds to what Rabbein Ezal says over there, that when a person wants to do tshuva, when a person wants to come close, Hashem says, wait a minute, you. Not, you don't jump from Mitzrayim onto Har Sinai. It's not one step. You want to come to Har Sinai? Hold it right there. Start crawling. Start going an inch at a time. You got 49 inches that you're going to have to go. Ki ze ikar bechinas klal hasfira. Because this is what the concept of sfira is all about. Kemuva besforim. As is brought in Sifrei Chassidus, in the Zohar HaKadosh, and all these Sforim HaKadoshim. Dahainu shebepesach shehu tchilas hatshuva sheyoyitz min hasitra achra bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach represents the beginning of tshuva, the first step in tshuva, where we exit from the Sitra Achra, Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? V'oz hi bechinas habo l'tayar misayin loy. And that's when we enter into this parsha of wanting to become pure. When a person wants to become pure, Hashem helps him. Ki bepesach ikar hatshuva al yedei siyu al deleila. Because on Pesach, the main tshuva that Klal Yisrael did on Pesach didn't come from them whatsoever. It was Hashem's move. Hashem shined an incredible light upon us. Al yidei hisoirus elyoin, through in sarusa deleila, kemuva, as is brought in all the sforim. Vazai, and right after that first burst of light, tekef oimrim lo hamtein. Immediately Hashem says, okay, now wait. Now hold it. I got you out of there. Now stop. Dahinu b'chinas yemei asfira shetzrichen lahamtein shiva shavuos. Person has to wait, go through waiting through these 7 weeks. B'chinas shiva nekiyim kedei lekadei shul tar atzmoi koydim shezoich l'tikin b'shleimus, to purify himself and sanctify himself before he could be zeichet to complete the tikkun. Shehu b'chinas shvuas, kabbalas ha-Torah, which is the shleimus ha-tikkun, shvuas kabbalas ha-Torah, kedei leilech midargo ledargo, so that the person goes step by step, l'saken kol ha-pegomim, to correct, to fix everything he has to fix, to show up at that wedding clean, in order. Ukemuva b'sforim, again, as is brought in all the sforim. Shezeh klal b'chinas yoim rishon shel Pesach. This is the concept of that first day of Pesach, where there's that light from above, that siyud aleila, that first move, Hashem's move. V'tekef achar kach sfira. And as soon as we finished the first day of Pesach, that's when we enter into the second day of Pesach, which is the beginning of Sfira Soimer. K'moy shoimrim b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov, as is told over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, K'moy lemoshul ha'ov, k'shatinoik maschilelech, azai moylichoi b'yodoi. The Baal Shem Tov gave the famous parable that when a child is first learning how to walk, first the parent holds the child by the hand. So it's not the child, and the child takes some steps. Who took those steps? The kid? Baloney. It's only because his father was holding him and guiding him and pulling him, and the father was helping him. And then at a certain point, the father knows he's got to let go, and the child got used to doing it with a little bit of help. Now he got to take away that help, and he's got to be able to do it on his own. On Pesach, Hashem helps us and leads us through this heavenly Yisurus. But immediately after that first day, Hashem lets go, and Hashem says, now it's time for you to do it on your own, in order that the person will wake up on his own and fix, correct what he needs to correct. Shezeh b'chinas sfira, that's the concept of sfira, b'chinas oimram loy hamtein, where Hashem says, wait, kedei sheyase tshuva, so that the person will do tshuva, v'yizboil tsar ubusha, and the person will undergo the pain and the shame, l'sakein mashepogam, to correct what he messed up. V'zeh mashekosu b'zoyer kodesh shehasfira letaher atzmoi b'bchinas dam nidus. Rav Nosson Zal says, I just elaborated for you and explained for you what the Zoyer Kodesh means when the Zoyer Kodesh says that the days of Sfira are to purify ourselves from dam nidus. Ki zeh ikra tshuva l'sakin b'chinas hadomim sheboem b'chinas achoyri ekekanal. Because this is what tshuva is really all about. It's correcting that blood that comes from being achoyreyekia, from being before tshuva, shehim b'chinas dam nidos kemuva b'ksovim, which refers to dam nidos as is brought in the Kisvei Arizal. That's the terminology that's used for the unclean state that a person's in before he does tshuva. Ki ikar yitzias mitzrayim u'shvuas u'b'chinas ekia, because the leaving Egypt and the holiday of shvuas are associated with Hashem's name Ekia, Kemoy Shekosuv, as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning, right before he went down to Mitzrayim, Ki Eheye Imach, I will be with you. V'zelechois, and this is a sign, Boitziach and Mitzrayim, when you'll take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, Tavdu Nesugim B'horazeh, they're going to serve Hashem on this mountain. That was Har Sinai. Hashem showed him Har Sinai up front. Dahainu Kabbalah Satoira. Hashem was referring to the end, which was Kabbalah Satoira. Nimtza shebekabbalah satoira oz nizgale v'nishlam b'chinas ekia b'chinas keser shu b'chinas shvuas sheoz nizgale nun shari bina shem b'chinas ekia b'chinas keser kemuva. So we see from here that at kabbalah satoira, that's when Hashem revealed and completed this process called ekia, which is synonymous with keser, as Rabbi Nizal shows over there, which corresponds to shvuas, which is when the 50 levels of Bina are revealed, which are also referred to Ekeh, which are also Keser, Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Unfortunately, I don't know enough to say I can explain this clearly, but I've seen hundreds of times in Sforim that Keser and Bina have a very serious connection. There's a very important connection between them, and very often they're used interchangeably. Like in this context, Ekya is Keser, and Ekya is also, it's brought in Sforim, that Ekya is Bina. And Bina is 50 levels of Bina, that's Shavuos, which is day 50. And on Shavuos, it's brought that that's when the Jews were Zoche to the Keser, to the crown, where Hashem revealed himself to us as a Zokein Mole Rachmim, as an elderly, wise Kaviochel. That elderly, that aged, refers to the Sova de Sovan, which is Keser, which is, so these two are very much intertwined, the Keser and the Bina, and the Ekya and the Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein, mikoidim lazeh hu b'chines achoyer p'nei Ekya gematri adam. Therefore, before a person got on the train, before a person really got into tshuva, he was in the state of achoyer p'nei Ekya, which we said is dam, blood, utzrichen l'saken adam nidus, meaning that the person has to fix up his bloody mess, his dam nidus. Ve'ikra tekin al yidei abusha. And one of the main ways that you accomplish that is by bleeding, by experiencing having your blood spilled, by being insulted, embarrassed. Al yidei ha'dimim v'hashtika, and taking it the right way, being silent, accepting it in a positive way. K'mei shekos l'shem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'ze b'chinas oimer so'irim. This is the concept of the korban that initiates the sfira so'imer, which is a measure of barley, an oimer so'irim. Shehu korban mimaychel behema. This is a korban that's being brought from a grain that's associated more with animal than human. Wheat is the human grain, and barley is more associated with animals. Sheze b'chinas ha-tshuva she'ikra yidei ha-busha. This symbolizes tshuva, which is dependent on busha, being embarrassed, insulted, al yidei ha-dmima v'ashsika, by being silent, handling it the right way. U'kemoikein b'protius b'odom atzmoi. And so too, that's on a level of Klal Yisrael. On an individual level, Ikra tshuva kishemezbayesh lefonov yizborach v'oise atzmoy kebehemo she'ena menaberes. The main tshuva is when a person feels embarrassed in front of Hashem, a person who's a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, a businessman, whatever it is, and he's got a lot to say. He can talk about anything and everything. And this guy walks into a shul or walks into a Torah class and he sits there and he keeps his mouth shut. And he says, wow, look at this. Who am I? What am I? Here I had so much to say, I have nothing to say. All I have to say is shtuyot. Everything I'm talking about is nonsense. I have to listen now for the next 20 years to listen to the Torah, to hear what's really important to hear, rather than talk, you know. And the person sits with a feeling of bush in front of Hashem, that, you know, I apologize, I'm embarrassed, Hashem. I'm coming to you, at this age or at this stage, I should be a big rabbi, I should be a goyin, a tal chot tzaddik, and look where I am, look who I am. Ki ein loy peledaber, loy meitzach lorem roish. He feels he has no mouth to speak. He has no, you know, he can't show his forehead. Machmas busha, out of feeling embarrassed and ashamed. Kemo shekosov baraya mehemna, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh. Sheze ikar hatshuva. This is the real tshuva. Kishodom oimer ein li pelohoshiv. When a person says these words, Hashem, I have no mouth to speak. I'm ashamed even to say I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say anything before you. Machmas busha, out of embarrassment. V'oise atzmai kebehema, and he stands there like a behema. You ever hear a behema talk? Very rare. A person who's got a lot to say, and he stands in silence. He comes to shul and he looks and he wants to cry. He wants to cry because he's looking in a mirror and saying, "Look at me. Look at where I am." Azai nechshav ke korban. It's brought that's considered like he brought a korban. He makes himself, by making himself like a behema, he's the korban. He's offering himself as a sacrifice to Hashem by humbling himself in that way. Ayin b'zohar kodesh. Look in the Zohar kodesh Narai Mehemna, where it discusses this, where it explains this. Bashkocha, today is Wednesday. 25 days in Cheshvan or so, something like that. Tomorrow, I'm sorry, today's Tuesday. Close. This Thursday is going to be Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. In 2 days we have Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is Yom Kippur Katan, which we haven't had in a while. We didn't have it before Tishrei, Yom Kippur Katan, which is when we say these words. Those people that are privileged to go to shul, to a shul where they say Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh, that's when we say these words. Ein li peh lehoshiv, Hashem, I'm embarrassed to stand before you. It's a very special tefillah. Those that have the opportunity, it's a big schus to go to a shul where they say Yom Kippur Katan at Mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is a tikkun for the whole month. The whole month, you know, that went by, which if I didn't do what I was supposed to do, I express my apology and I ask my Hashem that the next month should be better.